play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Pratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. Altogether, better. Dave's Auto Body on Grant Avenue in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street in front of the Sandberg Mall. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Welcome back to John Field Gym. Glad to have you with us here tonight for the season opener. Galesburg Silver Streaks basketball. Of course, the boys will open their season coming up next Wednesday night in their portion of the Thanksgiving tournament. The girls will be back in action. It is going to be a busy opening week for the Silver Streaks. Of course, they'll turn around and play again this Thursday evening. The Streaks will play an earlier game. It'll be a 6:30 start against the Metamora Redbirds. We'll take the air at about 6:06 Thursday evening. Then Friday, it'll be Galesburg and Illini West. That'll be another 7:06 pregame, a 7:30 tip-off. Saturday, the Streaks back in action. They will play a 6 o'clock game against the Springfield Senators, so it'll be again about 6:06 for the pregame of that one. And then we'll get into conference play a week from tonight, as the Streaks will actually have their first road game of the season. We'll play up at Don Morris Gym, take on the Alamo Pioneers. There's been a little bit of a change in conference games this year, and I know it makes me probably happier than it does you, just because I have to get up so early. But they're starting the sophomore games at 5 o'clock and the varsity at 6:30 for the conference games, which doesn't bother me, but especially, I guess, if you're a sophomore parent, it's going to be kind of hard to get to a road game. But so that's going to be a change this year. But, you know, looking up and down the schedule, you've got only two road non-conference games, not counting the Mattoon tournament and the shootout down at Illinois College in Jacksonville. Then you've got Alamon, UT, the conference names, Moline, Quincy, Rock Island, then Geneseo and Sterling. So not a whole lot of road games. And as Coach Massey always schedules well and a lot of home cooking. That's right. That one's here, I think. Or is
oh,
that,
is that? Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that is
another shootout with Taylorville coming up here. Yeah. So.
Okay.
So yeah. So it's just pretty good home cooking, which is also fine with us.
Yeah. No. Definitely. And you know, the good thing is we're going to be seeing some decent teams away from home when we do go away from home. So it's not like we're going away and playing some cupcakes. You're going to go into some interesting atmospheres. You're going to have some situations where you're going to spend a lot of time having to acclimate yourself to not only the surroundings, but also the tenacity of the crowds.
All right, just about ready for the starting lineups. National Anthem, let's send things down to our PA announcer, the longtime PA announcer for the Galesburg High girls, Mr. Bill Allison.
Good evening and welcome to John Field Gymnasium, another season of Silver Streak basketball. Tonight's contest in the Thanksgiving tournament features the Raiders of East Peoria High School against our own Galesburg Silver Streaks. Now, before we introduce the starting lineups, would you all please rise, remove your hats to honor America with the playing of the national anthem. Brought stripes and thy scars through the And now the starting lineups. First for the Raiders, sophomore number 5, Ashley Emmert. Junior number 14, Rachel Hilton. Junior number 20, Kayla Burks. Junior number 21, Eden Tornow. And sophomore number 22, Remy Ferguson. The Raiders coached by Cassandra Brown, assisted by Jalen Stewart. Now the starting lineup for your Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 5'5", sophomore number 5, Raina Gully. A 5'5", junior number 14, Lexi Daniels. A 5'8", senior number 20, Casey Williams. A 5'9", senior number 40, Sabrina Clay. And a 6'1", sophomore number 54, Shaylee Florine. Head coach for the Silver Streaks, Evan Massey, assisted by Andy Allison, Michael Rux, and Jay Barshinger.
All right, thanks again to PA announcer Bill Allison here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson here on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.com, and TuneIn Radio. First game of the season, the Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Raiders of East Peoria. The Streaks in their home white, trimmed in black and silver. East Peoria, as Eric mentioned, in their, I guess what this would be their road black, although their colors are maroon and gold, so they're in their road black, trimmed in gold and maroon. Stepping into the center circle for the Streaks, Shaylee Florine at 6'1", and for the Raiders, stepping in, it is Kayla Burks. Tip one by the Streaks. This is Raina Gully in the backcourt across the timeline. Goes to the right wing to Lexi Daniels. Down wide open on the block. Sabrina Clay up off the glass. Can't hit as the defender closed out on her late. But the ball comes off and goes off of East Peoria. It'll be Streaks' ball. Casey Williams inbound from the right baseline. And we've got a hold on the inbound play. It was, I believe, Eden Tomow holding on to Shaylee Florine. So the first foul of the ball game.
I remember these uniforms now, and they're going to be hard to see down at the other end of the floor.
Yeah. Lexi Daniels, a three, right wing is good. First points of the season for the Streaks. Lexi Daniels with a three from the right wing. 3-0 Galesburg. Raina Gully knocks the ball away from Hilton, handling the ball. Now down on the right block, into the paint. Shot is up, straight on off the glass by Remy Ferguson. She puts it up and in, and make it 3-2 Streaks. 7.5 minutes to play, first quarter. Right wing, Sabrina Clay, top of the key. Shaylee Florine hands off to Raina Gully between the circles. Right side, it goes to Lexi Daniels. Down, nice post position by Shaylee Florine. Nice dish inside from Lexi Daniels. Shaylee up off the glass and in.
Streaks running a little high-low action right there. They start both post players up top, had them screened down to open up the three-point shooters. Went back down and got post position. Nice job by the Streaks.
Right block, Embert kicks it back out to Telmau. She can't hit, rebound. Streaks, and on the run, this is Lexi Daniels. Right wing picks it up, gets to Raina Gully out high on the right side. Top of the key, Sabrina Clay. Left wing goes to Casey Williams. Down on the left block, Shaylee Florine. Nice move. Comes up a little bit short off the glass. Rebound comes out long to Rachel Hilton for East Peoria. She's got it. Fires a three from the left wing and got it. Rachel Hilton playing all by herself there on the fast break. Pulls up with a three, and we're tied at 5. 6:40 to play here in the first quarter.
Well, early in the game, that's where you start identifying who's going to do things like that. Show up and just come down and shoot three. So they got to be aware of Hilton in transition now.
Raina Gully, right wing, gets it down to Sabrina Clay on the right block, up off the glass and in. Nice move by Raina. Drew the defender, made the nice bounce pass.
Well, good give and go, too. Sabrina started with that ball, took the defense to her, threw it over to Raina, and then we got post position.
On the dribble, right side, this is Burks. Takes it out to the top of the key, working against Lexi Daniels. Now picks up, and she traveled with the basketball. She picked up rather lackadaisical there and drugged the pivot foot, and the Streaks get it back on the East Peoria turnover. I keep wanting to say Dunlap when I see the maroon and gold.
Streaks have a 7-5 lead here, 6:06 left to go in the first quarter.
Right wing, Sabrina Clay out between the circles to Shaylee Florine. Top of the key, it's Raina Gully with it. Raina, backdoor pass, Shaylee Florine wide open up off the glass, right side and good.
Streaks ran the back screen to bring Florine from up top down, and she was wide open for the pass over the top.
Raina Gully with the near steal, knocked it away in the backcourt, ball at the midcourt, and we got a tie-up. Nice hustle by Raina Gully, and I'll tell you what, she is giving Rachel Hilton fits handling the basketball. Possession's going to go to East Peoria. First substitutions of the night in for the Streaks, Sammy Thompson. Sammy, a 5'7 junior, also in for the Streaks. Kaylin Boydston, a 5'5 junior for Galesburg, because they'll replace Shaylee Florine and Lexi Daniels.
Well, Raina's the kind of defender that guards hate to see. She's the kind of defender that won't let you have space. So she just goes out and she keeps pressuring you. If you back up, she's backing up with you. She's not going to just sit inside the three-point arc.
Reach foul called on Sammy Thompson. They try to get down on the block to Remy Ferguson. Sammy reached over the top. First foul of the basketball game for the Streaks. And it goes against Sammy Thompson.
Not the way Sammy probably wanted to get in the book for the first time this year.
Right wing, this is Emmert down on the right block. A shot is blocked by Sammy Thompson. Got it right back. Sammy with a rebound. Brings it down left side. Picks up and gives to Kaylin Boydston between the circles. Dribbles right. Casey Williams right wing. Fakes a three. And blocking call is going to go against, I believe, Rachel Hilton.
Yeah. Rachel Hilton didn't move her feet there. She tried to lean with Casey and I guess got her with a little bit of the body. Not a whole lot of contact. Streaks probably would have taken the no call there because Casey looked like she was going to get an easy layup.
Inbounding Raina Gully from the right baseline. Into Casey Williams, right wing, top of the key, Sammy Thompson. Left wing, Raina Gully. She'll fire just inside the three-point arc. It's long. Rebound tipped up by Sammy Thompson. Or rather, Casey Williams off Sammy's hands. Now Kaylin Boydston comes up with it. Brings it out high. Gives to Sammy, top of the key. Out high right side, Sabrina Clay, right wing, Kaylin Boydston. Give and go, it's Sammy Thompson, and she gets hammered going through. Rachel Hilton picks up her second foul. Sammy Thompson will go to the free throw line. First free throw attempts of the year for the Streaks.
Two quick fouls there for Rachel Hilton, and as you said earlier, she knocked down that three in transition. Probably not a player that Cassandra Brown wants to lose this early, but it looks like that might be the case.
First free throw for Sammy off the rim, no. And that's for then. She's going to take her out right now. She's going to be replaced by Allie Flowers. I mean, she's out there as a point guard. I mean, she's having trouble handling it against Raina Gully, but if that's your point guard and your best ball handler, that's not good that she's in foul trouble this early. As Sammy hits one of two, make a 10-5 Streaks, 5 minutes to play first quarter, full court pressure from the Streaks. Nearly dribbled it out of bounds. Now picking it up is Flowers still in the backcourt. This is Emmert with it, still in the backcourt, finally gets it across in the circle to Tomau, and now a traveling call, and that's going to go against Burks, and the Streaks are going to get it back on the turnover. Shaylee Florine checks back in, and Madison Ross in for the first time tonight as Raina Gully, Casey Williams, Sabrina Clay get a rest. So who else came? Oh, Lexi Daniels back in as well.
Well, pretty good defense there, right there by the Streaks. The one thing I will say is Casey just has to identify where the backside player was. She sunk across the half court line, and Casey didn't see it. Otherwise, they would have probably gotten an easy steal or a 10-second call.
Nice job by, it was Kaylin Boydston that time, found Sammy Thompson breaking back door on the left side. Went inside, couldn't hit the shot, but got hammered by Remy Ferguson. So Sammy Thompson goes back to the free throw line for two more. She just hit one of two. Streaks lead 10-5, 4:36 to play here in the first quarter. Now make it 11-5 as the first free throw was good.
Sammy, a historically good free throw shooter. Two of her first three. Let's see if she can go 75% here.
Four team fouls on East Peoria so far, and she does hit the second. Full court pressure again from the Streaks. Make it 12-5, Galesburg. Backcourt, it should have been a travel. There we, now timeout called by Cassandra Brown. That was a good call by Cassandra Brown.
Very good call.
Probably should have been a travel call against, who was that Burks handling the ball? But it's a 30-second timeout. Coming up a little bit later on, we're going to name our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. And have we seen that yet? Who knows? The way the Streaks are pulling away now, maybe it could be Sammy Thompson coming in hitting three or four free throws right away. We'll see. We'll name that a little bit later on this evening.
Well, a good early start here for the Streaks, but just going to have to amp it up just a little bit more to kind of keep this pressure on. It looks like East Peoria getting a little flustered now with Hilton out of the ballgame.
4:32 to play, first quarter, 12-5 as the Streaks lead, full court pressure. Daniels, Thompson, Boydston, Ross, and Florine for the Streaks. Inbounding is Emmert for East Peoria. And, looked like she stepped out of bounds there. Yeah, she did. That's what the official's going to say. I thought maybe they're going to call a bump on Kaylin Boydston, but I believe Burks had stepped out of bounds prior to that. Now she's going to be replaced. Checking in will be Allie Emmert. a junior for East Peoria. Also back into the ball game will be Rachel Hilton with her two fouls as she replaces Allie Flowers. Sammy Thompson inbound from the near sideline to Kaylin Boyston, left of the center circle. She'll dribble right and give right wing to Madison Ross. Now Shaylee Florine between the circles. Out high left side, Kaylin Boyston dribbles right, right wing to Lexi Daniels. She'll fire the three, and she's got another. Same spot as the first one. Lexi Daniels with six, and they get 15-5, a 10-point lead for the Streaks. 4:13 to play here in the first quarter.
Well, good ball rotation, and that's the thing they've got to look at. East Peoria now trying to overplay a little bit defensively. They tried to rotate thinking that the Streaks were swinging it around, but instead Kaylin swung it back to Lexi, and she had a wide open look and knocked down the three.
Three-pointer left wing, way short. That one was fired up by Tomal, and Lexi Daniels with the rebound. Top of the key, Sammy Thompson dribbles left, brings it to the left wing. Now back to the top of the key, gives out high right side to Madison Ross. Madison hands off to Kaylin Boyson. She'll bring it out and reset for the Streaks against the East Peoria man-to-man. Now Shaylee Florine, top of the key, left wing. Kaylin Boyston missed. Ross going through the middle there. Now Sammy Thompson fires a three, top of the key, off the back rim. No. Rebound, Shaylee Florine, put back, no good. And the ball's going to go out. They're going to say it went off Shaylee last. Good hustle on the offensive glass by Shaylee. Couldn't get that one to fall.
No, and unfortunately, she did a great job. The one thing I would say is when she goes back up with it, she wants to be going towards the rim. She kind of was fading back just a little bit, and I think that's what left the shot short.
Casey Williams, Raina Gully, Sabrina Clay back in. They're in there with Lexi Daniels and Shaylee Florine, the same way the Streaks started the basketball game. On the dribble, top of the key, this is Hilton working against Lexi Daniels. And she's going to stop and fire the three. Short on that one. Rebound comes out down quickly. And shot is put up and in by Tomal. And she's got her first basket, make it 15-7. Quickly back the other way. Lexi Daniels tried to get to Sabrina Clay down on the block, but overthrew her. Fortunately for the Streaks, the ball got knocked away. I believe it was, Tomau. Either Tomau or Ashley Embert that got a hand on it. Casey Williams inbounds. There's Sabrina Clay wide open on the right block. Lay it up and in. Nice dish from Casey Williams to Sabrina Clay. 17-7, back to a 10-point lead for the Streaks. Under 3 minutes to play, first quarter. Driving straight down the middle, high off the glass from straight on. Rachel Hilton puts it up and in, make it 17-9.
She's going to get her shots, obviously.
Casey Williams, three from the left wing. Good! First basket of the season for Casey. Puts the three up and in. Glad to see her just stop and fire that one with some confidence. No hesitation whatsoever.
No, it was right in sequence. A great pass by Raina. She saw her open on the wing, pushed it ahead, and like you said, just right in. Nice, smooth shot to get up there.
10-footer right wing up and good by Eden Tomal. Yes. She's got her second basket, make it 20-11 as the pace is picking up here. We're 2:12 to play in the first quarter. Streaks with a lead. Raina Gully looking for help, gives to Shaylee out between the circles. Left wing, Lexi Daniels gets a pick from Shaylee, fires a three out high left side, off the back iron, no. Rebound comes down to Tomal. Off it goes to Hilton. Hilton between a couple of defenders running down the right side, lost control of it, and it's picked up. Oh, a reach foul called on Casey Williams. Wrong place, wrong time there, as it looked like Hilton just kind of lost control of the ball and just happened to go into the hands of, that was Allie Emmert. And Casey with the reach and gets called for the foul.
Well, that's just a tough foul call because Casey, that's what you call a hustle foul because Casey saw the ball come loose, went after it. I don't know that she got arm, but
that's what I wonder too.
Hilton turned just enough to make it look like that possibly they could have got it, and now she's going to get back to back as she reached in there on Tornow and knocked the ball away.
Oh, I thought that was
Raina. Oh, no, they got Sammy on that one.
Sammy's just coming in. I'm not sure. I thought it was Raina that reached in, and now, did go.
Yeah, it must have gone against Casey. I thought he flashed two twice, but it must have been 2-0.
Yeah. Okay, so Casey goes to the bench as she just picked up her second foul, replaced by Sammy Thompson. Hilton to inbound from the right baseline. In it comes to the left baseline. I'm not sure what kind of shot that was put up by Allie Emmert, but she kind of had, I think it was a right-handed shot, and she had the left foot in front and the right foot behind, and it was just a strange-looking thing.
I think it was one of those, I can't believe I'm this wide open.
Yeah.
There wasn't anybody within 8 feet of her, and she just kind of looked, and now she's going to get called for a phantom travel.
Yeah. Yeah, on the inbound, I'm not sure what. The Streaks had knocked the ball out of bounds on the air ball, and then the inbound came in to Allie Emmert, and she was called for the travel in the paint. Raina Gully now gets picked from Sabrina Clay. Sabrina wide open under Raina Mister, but she's going to pull up with a 17-footer. It's short, and Sabrina runs down the rebound, gets it to Raina. Top of the key, Lexi Daniels. Nice hustle by Sabrina Clay. Nice look inside, Sammy Thompson to Shaylee Foreen. Up and got it, and she's fouled. Nice job, really putting it up with some muscle and then finishing on that one by Shaylee.
Well, Shaylee's game definitely resonates around rotates around that power game right there. And nice job. She got the ball. She went right with the drop step, one dribble, power dribble, and took it up and put it in.
Foul goes against Remy Ferguson. That is her second, 15 foul on East Peoria. 1:26 to play first quarter. 22, now 23-11 is the Galesburg lead as Shaylee completes a traditional three-point play. She's got 7 points, and she'll be replaced by Madison Ross. Full court pressure from the streaks. It'll be Sabrina Clay up playing the ball on the inbound.
And kick right there by Sabrina Clay, inadvertent kick.
Yeah.
But a kick nonetheless. They don't seem to differentiate, even though the rules call for it.
Kayla Burks inbounding for East Peoria. And they get it into Hilton, and she traveled again. She stopped and picked it up, and I just kind of turned. I don't know. I thought she picked up that pivot for when she turned.
It must be slick out there. That's all I'm going to say. Because there's some sliding feet, I guess.
Sammy Thompson inbound. And it comes to Raina Gully right at the center circle. 1:20 to play first quarter. Madison Ross to Raina Gully. Top of the key. Raina looks over the defense. Now goes out high right side to Lexi Daniels. Lexi dribbles to the wing. Out high right side to Sabrina. Wide open underneath. Madison Ross up off the glass and in. Nice pass from Sabrina Clay. Inside to Madison Ross as she gets her first basket.
Madison has to make sure she thanks Sabrina because Sabrina made those 2 points right there with the great pass as the defense was rotating.
Under a minute to play. This is Burks to Hilton out between the circles. 25-11, the Streaks lead. At high right side, this is Ashley Emmert. Top of the key and nearly tied up by Sammy Thompson. Gets it back. Now dribbling down the right side with the pass. Allie Emmert. Now left baseline. This is Burks. Fires an air ball. Rebound on the weak side by Sabrina Clay. 35 seconds to play in the quarter. Left wing, Sammy Thompson. Tried to get it to Madison Ross, but a nice defensive play by Ashley Emmert got back and was able to knock that one away, but the Streaks are going to get it back.
31.3 left. Streaks 25-11 lead here in the opening quarter of the 2014-2015 girls basketball season.
Sammy the inbound from the left baseline and nearly threw it away. Ball gets knocked away and they do steal it. This is Rachel Hilton down the left side and laid it up. Well, it wasn't even really a layup with the right hand. I'm not sure what that was, but she missed it. And it was, I believe, Raina Gully with a rebound. Sammy Thompson wide open under the basket. Madison Ross up off the glass and in. Second basket for Madison Ross. Assist to Sammy Thompson. Make it 27-11. 9 seconds to play. Hilton, right baseline. Now this is Ashley Emmert. Fires just inside the three-point arc. That's short. And the rebound knocked away. Finally, Hilton comes down with it. This is Burke's top of the key, and she didn't know how much time was left on the clock and passed the ball up. We have played one quarter of basketball, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead. It's Galesburg 27, East Peoria 11. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Catch the action of Silver Streak girls basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
The annual fundraiser to benefit the Galesburg Rescue Mission and Women's Shelter is coming up this weekend. Hi, I'm the Mission Director, Dave Scholl, encouraging you to listen for our Harvest Time Share-a-thon this Saturday, beginning at 7 a.m. here on WGIL. Your generosity, combined with the pledges from others in the Galesburg area, can help us reach our goal of $50,000 this year. Please join us this Saturday here on WGIL.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Second quarter just underway here at John Field Gym. Tom Aerith along with Eric Gibson. Nick Simpson, our studio engineer tonight. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the East Peoria Raiders 27-11 in the season opener. On the floor, Casey Williams, Shaylee Florine, Kaylin Boydston, Madison Ross, and Lexi Daniels. Casey Williams, a nice move on the right baseline, came up a little short, may have been blocked, and Ashley Emmer comes down with a rebound. This is Hilton now for East Peoria. Across midcourt, right side on the dribble against Kaylin Boydston. Looked like she nearly carried it. Now a travel again before the three-point attempt. Eden Tomau, as she was getting set, that time it was obvious she did kind of shuffle her feet as she was trying to get set for the shot.
Well, a little bit different from years past with the streaks. Only one turnover there in the first quarter, 5-4 East Peoria, so that one makes it 6 now in the game for the Raiders.
Kaylin Boydston, top of the key, left wing, Casey Williams, stops, fires a three, that one's long. Rebound on the backside, it's going to be an over-the-back, called against Lexi Daniels as she went over the back of Burks, and that will be the first foul on Lexi, and the, fourth team foul on the streaks. This is Hilton, poked away by Boydston, Hilton able to get it back, poked away again by Kaylin, Hilton gets it back, and gets it on the right wing to Tomau. And
good post defense right there by Sabrina. She was playing top side, was able to half front, meaning that she was taking away the top side of the post player, who at that time was Ashley Emmert. And then Shaylee just brought her arm down and knocked the ball away when they tried to entry pass it from the wing.
Nice job defensively by Kaylin Boydston. Stole it away from Hilton. Brings it down right side. Laid it up too hard. And the rebound is going to go, well, I thought it went off Casey. I thought they'd call it over the back, but they say it went off Burks, who went over her back, so the streaks get it back nonetheless. Kaylin, she and Raina Gully both have recognized that Hilton is strictly right-handed, and she tries a little crossover to get it back to her right hand. As a 18-footer from the left wing, Lexi Daniels gets a friendly roll on that one, puts it up and in. She's got 8, make it 29-11 streaks, and now we got a push foul. It's going to go against Madison Ross.
Well, I will tell you, one of the things that I was thinking before this season started, Tom, was that the streaks were going to have to find somebody that could shoot it a little bit from the perimeter. Otherwise, they were going to be very reliant on Raina being able to break down defenses. So far in this game, Lexi is showing a renewed sense of confidence. She's going out there. She's not passing up shots like we've seen in the years past. And she's got a quick trigger now. Usually, she kind of had to think about it a little bit.
Shot up and no good by Hilton on the paint. Ball tipped around. Casey Williams comes down with it now to Kaylin Boydston. Now it's Raina Gully down the right side, and the ball knocked away. She goes up, and they're going to call a foul. The official from the backside called that one, and Raina is, she's not going to go to the free throw line. Call it before the shot. So Raina's going to go inbound from down on the right baseline. Sabrina Clay, Shaylee Florine, Casey Williams, Kaylin Boydston on the floor with Raina Gully.
That's the third on Remy Ferguson of the Raiders.
Nice spin move by Sabrina. Shot block. Coming up with it, though, Shaylee Florine. Nice little baby hook with the left hand. Shaylee Florine puts it up and in. She's got 9 now. A double dribble on Hilton. And the official kind of looking at her. She kind of tossed the ball back. She was upset. And he's like, I think, warning her, like, young lady, you better watch yourself or I'm going to have to tee you up.
Streaks 20-point lead here in the second quarter. 6:20 still to go to halftime.
Casey Williams left wing penetrates. Runner in the paint, up off the glass, too hard. Rebound comes down to, and a foul called on Sabrina Clay. She reached in. I thought she had tied up. Eden Tomau. A nice move by Casey Williams, just a little bit hard on the shot. And we like, and you know, you talked about the confidence we've seen from Lexi Daniels. Casey, without hesitation, I mean, over the last couple of years, you've seen her hesitate sometimes before shooting a three-pointer. Didn't hesitate on either attempt tonight, and a nice job, no hesitation, going right to the bucket that time as we got a foul on the full-court pressure. It's going to go against Kaylin Boydston.
And that's going to put the Raiders into the bonus, and they're going to get some free throw, or at least one free throw here. Is going to the line is Ashley Emmert, the sophomore. She has a rebound and a missed shot so far in this game.
6:14 to play first half, 31-11 streaks. First one is no good. Rebound comes down to Raina Gully. Raina on the run, right side. Picked, actually does look like the floor is slick because when Raina stopped right there, looked like right there slid a little bit. Three-pointer in and out, no good for Casey Williams. Down over the back, call is going to go against Shaylee, I believe.
Yeah, I think so too. And I will tell you right now, because East Peoria is complaining so much about the foul calls down this on this end, I think the streaks are going to start getting called for those going over the backs and the pushing, especially with a 20-point advantage. They've got to be smart about it. If they get sealed out, they need to just let it go. And the other thing is, down at this end on the last possession, there was the call against Casey for allegedly clipping the hand. Well, I think the call there originated purely out of the fact that there were several streaks swiping at the ball, and if you're going to swipe down, it's going to look like a half.
That foul actually went against Sabrina.
Oh,
I'm not sure where.
And the second free throw missed. Florine picks up the rebound for the Silver Streaks.
Now a steal.
Yeah, Hilton was sitting on that passing lane.
This is Emmert with it to Ashley Emmert. Now to Tomau. She's going to fire three out high on the right side. In and out, no good. Rebound to Sabrina Clay. Outlet to Kaylin Boyston. She's going to slow it down with 5:44 to play in the first half, of the Streaks leading 31-12. Shaylee out high right, left side. Now out high right side is Sabrina. Now on the give and go, Shaylee lays it up. Comes up a little bit short. Rebound comes down to Allie Emmert.
Shaylee, I think, thought there was some contact there. She kind of gave a look to one of the Raider players, so I'm guessing she got a little bit of a slap to the arm.
Birch with a penetration, can't hit. Reyna with another rebound. Now it comes to Casey, to Shaylee running the floor, laying up with the left hand and got it. Nice fast break by the Streaks. Nice passing, nice job by Shaylee to just take and go right up with it.
Who passed her that ball?
That was Casey.
Okay.
Now a shot from the right baseline, up and good by Ashley Emmert. Or Allie Emmert, excuse me, Allie Emmert with the two. She's got 3 points, make it 33-14. This is Reyna, left wing, top of the key. Casey Williams with it, under 5 minutes to play. Right baseline, Sabrina Clay pulls it out, gives right wing to Kaylin Boydston. Now between the circles, it is Kaylin. Out high right side, Sabrina Clay, top of the key, Shaylee, left wing, Kaylin. Now the give and go, Sabrina Clay, left side up off the glass, got it. High off the glass for Sabrina. She's got six, make it 35-14.
She's not afraid to use the top of the backboard.
Now a three-pointer top of the key from Hilton, no good. Rebound to Allie Emmert. Kicks it back out to Hilton. She'll fire the 10-footer from the right baseline, no good. Sabrina Clay with a rebound. Now Kaylin Boyston on the run. Beats the defense back, lays it up, no, but she's fouled from behind. And the foul is going to go against Burks. Caleb Burks with the call. And that'll be her second foul. And Kaylin Boyston will go to the free throw line with two shots for the Streaks.
Sometimes one of the toughest things to learn is to get that ball on the fast break and kind of slow yourself up enough to finish. And I think that's one of the things Kaylin needs to work on, is on that fast break to be able to slow her body up just enough to be able to finish. She hits the first free throw, makes it 36-14.
And the second one is up and good as well. So a 37-14 lead for the Streaks. Madison Ross back in, Sammy Thompson in, Sabrina Clay, Lexi Daniels, and Reyna Gully for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Token pressure from Reyna Gully working against Hilton, and she didn't want anything to do with Reyna defensively, so she gives the ball up to Tomau. Left wing, and another travel called against East Peoria, and this one is going to go against, let's see, new players in there, Allie Flowers back in for
Reyna gets East the call and brings it up.
Madison Ross back to Reyna out high left side. Gets picked from Madison. Drives right down the right side of the lane. Stops. Gets it up. Rolled off. No good, but she gets fouled. Boy, she really muscled that one up. I'm not sure how she got it off, because it looked like there was a couple of people had a hold of her arm as she went up with it.
Hey, you know, one of the things is that the Streaks had a different, little bit different look than we've seen in years past right there. They flattened out the offense, so they had essentially three to four players at one time on the baseline spread across the floor to kind of give Reyna an ISO at the top. So that might be looking to give her a little bit more freedom with the ball when she has the ball in her hands.
Hilton picked up her third foul on that one as Reyna hit the first free throw. 38-14, now 39-14 as Reyna hits both ends of it. With 3:47 to play here in the first half, Streaks with a 39-14 lead. Hilton out of the game now. This is Burks handling the ball. Gives to Tomau out near the center circle. She doesn't look comfortable handling it either. Now a travel, another travel again. That time she completely switched her pivot foot. She pivoted one way, took a giant step, and pivoted on the other foot. That was Allie Flowers, and the Streaks get it back on another East Peoria turnover.
Well, I think the Streaks' length really bothered her right there. She got double teamed. I believe it was Lexi and Sabrina got the double team, and she couldn't see over the top. And we're going to get an illegal screen on
Madison. Madison Ross went, and that was one of those. She tried to make sure she set the screen, and I think that was one of those where Reyna maybe went a little bit too far around her rather than going shoulder to shoulder with Madison. So Madison stepped out to try to set the pick and got called for the offensive foul.
And Notre Dame learned that one the hard way against Florida State.
Yes.
Don't go meet the person you're trying to pick.
Three-pointer. Tomau out high right side is no good. Rebound off the hands of Madison Ross. Goes to the floor. Sammy Thompson fighting for it. We're going to have a jump ball, and the possession arrow points toward the Raiders with 3:14 to play here in the first half. 39-14 is the Streaks' lead.
Well, the last few seasons, the Streaks have opened up the season pretty slow. Actually, probably the last five, the first game's been tended to be pretty tight, and now this one they've kind of opened up a lead a little bit. So we'll see if they can keep the coasting. Somehow Tornow threw the ball out of bounds, and they said it went off the
yeah,
streak,
I'd say
even
a little
though
bit
there
of
was nobody
a,
there.
A groan from the streets crowd that's down on that end that saw that. I because we thought it that nobody had touched it either. Now pass in the middle, picked off by Madison Ross. Now Raina Gully with a gift to Sabrina Clay, running the court, down the right side, laid up and good. That was reminiscent of LaToya Wright. Sabrina running the floor, catch, go straight up with it. And then Shaley did the same thing earlier as well on the dead run.
Well, I'll tell you what, Raina is going to get big props from her post players if she continues to reward them like that for running the floor.
Had her first palindrome score of the night, 41-14. Three-pointer, no good by Tomau. Gets her own rebound, can't hit. And it's going to go out off of Tomau, I believe. Streaks will bring it the length of the court with 2:38 to play, leading 41-14. Those are the kind of palindromes you have that you like to have. Much better than 21-12.
Got to give a shout-out to the Streak student section. They came out strong today for the first game of the year. A pretty healthy crowd over there, and they're being very vociferous.
Lexi Daniels, three-pointer, block top of the key. Ball goes down on the to the paint, and, oh, Madison Ross lost the handle. I thought it was knocked out by East Peoria. It's going to go back to East Peoria. Cassandra Brown calls a timeout. It's a full timeout. We will take one as well. 2:22 to play first half. It is Galesburg 41, East Peoria 14. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It just seems a little long.
Well, I want people to know all we do. So you're changing the name to Neil Thomas Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Kitchen, Bath Remodeling, Sewer Repair, Sewer Cleaning, Water Treatment, and...
Okay, I get your point.
We don't even have trucks long enough for a name like that.
Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating does even more than their name suggests. Like complete kitchen and bath remodels, meaning they're your one point of contact. You don't have to call a drywall guy, toilet rep, tile layer, and electrician. Just call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg.
Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
I'm News Director Will Stevenson. If you see news happening or want us to report on a story, tell us about it 24/7 by emailing news@wgil.com.
2:22 to play here in the first half. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Raiders of East Peoria 41-14. It's been all Galesburg in this one. On the floor now, it's Raina Gully, Sammy Thompson, Shaley Florine, Sabrina Clay, and Lexi Daniels. The East Peoria point guard Rachel Hilton out with three fouls. On the dribble, top of the key, this is Allie Flowers. Now hands off to Burke. She's got a top of the key. Dribbles right down the right side of the lane. Tried to hand the ball off, and Shaley Florine knocks it away, and they're going to call her for travel. She fell over trying to come up with that ball. They called her for the travel when she hit the floor.
Well, good hustle nonetheless, even if you get called for that. You've got to appreciate the hustle right there by Shaley.
Ooh, another travel they didn't call that time. Tomau made the move, faked left, kind of traveled, and then drove in, and she got fouled, and the foul goes against Sammy Thompson. That will be her second. Going to the free throw line will be Eden Tomau for East Peoria. Tomau with 4 points on the night, and she'll have two shots from the foul line. 1:59 to play first half, 41-14 Streaks. First shot is up and good. As Kaylin Boydson checks back in, she's going to replace Sammy Thompson.
First points in a while for East Peoria. You have to go back to the beginning of the quarter the last time they scored.
Second shot is up, and this one is good as well. Her shot doesn't look very good from the field when she's taking it. Looked pretty good from the free throw line, though. 41-16 Streaks, 1:55 to play. Top of the key, Sabrina Clay, right wing. Raina Gully, nice spin move down the right side, powers it up off the glass and in. What a nice move working against Allie Emmert, and she just, the nice spin move, but Emmert was able to get there defensively. Raina just turned and muscled that one up.
Yeah, she is just so strong. You don't really expect it. I mean, she's short in stature, but she's just so strong when she gets the ball on the floor like that.
Free throw up and good as she converts the traditional three-point play. She's got 5 points, make it 44-16. 1:45 to play first half. Right wing, this is Allie Emmert with it. Out high right side, it goes to Kayla Burks. Burks penetrates and traveled the basketball again. Looked like she might have gotten tripped up that time.
Yeah, I would have given her the benefit of the doubt on that one.
Casey Williams back in for the Streaks, as is Madison Ross, as they replace Raina Gully and Sabrina Clay. This is Kaylin Boyston. Shaley Florine out high left side. Madison Ross now right wing to Kaylin Boyston. Top of the key, Lexi Daniels, her three block. Gets her own rebound, drives in. 15-footer is blocked. And the rebound comes down to Tomau. Now it's Burks with it. Burks on the run, top of the key. Left side gives to Flowers. She'll fire the three-pointer. Can't hit it. Rebound is going to go off of East Peoria last. I think it was Tomau. And the Streaks will bring it the length of the court with 1:11 to play.
Who put that one up?
That was Flowers.
Flowers, thank you.
Second three that's gotten blocked for Lexi. They're just expecting her to shoot that one. That's when she, now that she's seen that, she needs to fake that and drive in for an easier look. Left wing, Casey fires from on top of the three-point arc. It's good.
Foot on the line.
Yep, just a two, but a nice shot from Casey. Again, no hesitation. She's got five. Make it 46-16 with 47 seconds to play in the half. This is Burks on the dribble working against Kaylin Boydston. Right side it goes to Tomau. Tomau hands off to Ashley Emmert. Fires from the free throw line. No good. Rebound down to, let's see, that was Ashley Emmert. And the Streaks get it back. Kaylin Boydston to Casey Williams, left wing. Back out high left side to Kaylin with 23 seconds to play. Top of the key, Shaley. Right wing to Lexi Daniels with 20 seconds to play. Lexi looks, dribbles, gives to Casey, top of the key. Thought about the three, now hands off to Kaylin Boydston. 13 seconds to play. She'll dribble right down the right side. Picks up, gives to Shaley, top of the key with 10. Left wing, Lexi with 8. On the dribble with 7. Now to Shaley, left block with 5. Up off the glass, no. Gets her own rebound, puts it up right side, no. Rebound comes down to Ashley Emmert, and she dribbles the clock out. And we have played one half of basketball. Nice attempt at it by the Streaks there down the stretch of that first half. Just Shaley not able to convert, but it was a really nice job offensively to end the half.
Yeah, good two-man game right there, and they did a nice job of isoing that whole side. So that really opened things up for her to take a look, and unfortunately she just wasn't able to finish.
So one half of basketball in the books. First game of the 2014-15 season. All Silver Streaks. At the half, it is Galesburg 46 and East Peoria 16. We'll take a timeout, come back, and talk about the first half of this one, run down our halftime stats and more. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
If it sizzles and crackles and comes from the kitchen, it's breakfast. If the aroma wakes you up, it's breakfast. If it yanks you out of bed and says, carpe this DM, it's breakfast. Have breakfast for breakfast. Fresh made from our kitchen. The one and only Egg McMuffin. Only from McDonald's. And only 300 calories. Goes perfect with a fresh brewed cup of McCafe coffee. So what are you having for breakfast? At participating McDonald's.
You just crashed your car. Had an accident. And you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Trying to convey an idea to somebody else never results in the vision you had in your head. Take matters into your own hands. Let Breedlove Sporting Goods help you design your next t-shirt. Navigate to BreedloveSports.com, click on the t-shirt designer icon, and put your mad design skills to work. Start by picking your canvas, t-shirts, polos, hoodies, even drinkwear, signs, and banners. From there, you can customize everything, color, artwork, text, numbers, even upload an image. You can be the designer with Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Get started now at BreedloveSports.com.
WGIL supports our community, one event at a time.
Hi, it's Terry Cavanaugh from WGIL with this reminder. Coral Dynamics presents Carols for Christmas the weekend of December 5th through the 7th at the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. Enjoy traditional Christmas songs, lively dances and comedy, and guest performances by area high school singers. For ticket info, click the calendar at WGIL.com.
Find out more anytime at WGIL.com. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on Galesburg Radio 14.
46-16 is the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead at halftime of the season opener as they lead the East Peoria Raiders. Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson, glad to have you with us here on this opening game of the season, this Tuesday night of the Thanksgiving tournament here from John Thiel Gym. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Earlier this evening, it was the Alleman Pioneers defeating the Illini West Chargers 48-44, the game that just preceded this one. Also, as we mentioned last night, Rock Island with a huge victory over Rockford Jefferson. The final in that one was 78-11. Rock Island winner, Geneseo winner last night, 40-30. Both those games up at the Geneseo Thanksgiving tournament. The rest of the schedule for this one, several other games have taken place this evening. Over in Knoxville, the Blue Bullets taking on United Township. Down at Metamora, the Redbirds took on Peoria Christian. Springfield and Dunlap playing there as well. The tournament will continue on Thursday. The Streaks will be back in action coming up on Thursday. 6:30 game here at John Thiel Gym as they'll take on the Metamora Redbirds. We'll take the air at about 6:06 on Thursday evening. Friday night, the Streaks take on Illini West. That'll be another 7:30 start, so 7:06 for the pregame. Saturday, Streaks with just an evening game at 6 o'clock against a very talented Springfield Senators team. That'll be a 5:40 pregame here on WGIL. So we'll come back and run down our halftime stats, all the scoring and more. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
Diabetics develop wounds so easily, and then they're very difficult to treat.
Dr. Teresa Hughes, podiatrist and director of the OSF St. Mary Wound Clinic.
You can rub in your shoes and not realize it, step on things and not realize it. Just a little blister in a diabetic can be slow to heal and break down. They can get the care that they need at the wound clinic.
Stay healthy and active with Dr. Teresa Hughes in the OSF St. Mary Wound Clinic. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy with a chance of flurries this evening, a low of 17, but temperatures rising into the 20s after midnight tonight. Tomorrow, partly sunny with scattered flurries in the morning, a high of 28, temperatures staying steady or slowly falling throughout the afternoon. Blustery weather as well. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows dropping down around 13. Thursday, sunshine coming out a high of 28, and Thursday night, partly cloudy skies, overnight low of 12. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 19 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Hi, it's Tom Meredith. Coming up tomorrow morning, we'll give you a chance to win tickets to see Fighting Illini basketball Friday against Austin Peay and Fighting Illini football Saturday against Penn State from Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
We're at halftime where the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the East Peoria Raiders 46-16. Our halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. Scoring-wise, first off for East Peoria, just 16 points, so not a lot of it spread around. Four players did all their scoring. 6 points for Eden Tomow on a couple of baskets, 2 for 2 from the line. 5 points for Rachel Hilton before she went out with three fouls, 3 and a 2 early in the game. 2 points for Remy Ferguson on a basket, 3 for Allie Emmert on a basket, 1 for 2 from the line. The Raiders 3 for 5 from the free throw line. They hit 1 3-pointer. The Galesburg Silver Streaks, a pretty balanced attack in that first half. Shaylee Florine led the way with 11 points on 5 baskets, 1 for 1 from the free throw line. 8 points for Sabrina Clay on 4 baskets. 8 points for Lexi Daniels, a couple of 3s and a 2. 5 points for Casey Williams, a 3 and a 2. 5 points for Raina Gelly, a basket, and 3 for 3 from the free throw line. 3 points for Sammy Thompson on 3 for 4 from the free throw line. 4 for Madison Ross on a couple of baskets in the first quarter. 2 points for Kaylin Boydston, 2 for 2 from the line. The Streaks 9 for 10 from the free throw line. That's pretty impressive. Good way to start. And 3 3-pointers in the game.
Well, if you look at the team stats, they don't belie the score. Right now, the Streaks dominating in just about every angle of team basketball. They've only turned the ball over 4 times, and 3 of them were there in the second quarter. 13 turnovers for East Peoria, including 8 of them coming in the second quarter. Team rebound-wise, Streaks 24 rebounds to 16 for East Peoria. Streaks have a 10-7 edge on the offensive boards, too. East Peoria is shooting at 5 of 17 from inside the arc, 1 of 7 for distance, good for 25% there in that first half. Streaks, on the other hand, 14 of 29 from inside, 3 of 8 from distance, good for 46%. Some individual leaders leading the Streaks in assists, 5 for Raina Gulley, the point guard doing her job. 6 rebounds for Shaylee Florine to go with her 11 points that Tom told you about. And realistic and really good, solid first half there all the way around for the Silver Streaks. And you can point to a number of players I mean, you look at Sabrina Clay also had 5 rebounds and an assist, and that assist she had a great pass inside to Madison Ross, who came off the bench, and she had the 4 points and a rebound. So, you know, the Streaks doing a very good job on their end of things. It looks like East Peoria is really struggling to find their way in this game, and with the Streaks being able to come out and they hit some shots deep to open up the game and now have been able to pound the ball inside, it's really made things difficult for these Raiders.
Yeah, I've been impressed with a lot of different things the Streaks did in that first half. Defensively, especially on the perimeter, they played really well, pressuring the ball handlers. On the offensive end, goodness, just so many different sets that they did such a nice job on the give and go, the pick and roll, and always finding that open person with a better shot. But even on the fast break, and you know, like I mentioned, we probably haven't seen this since back watching LaToya Wright, who would run. There was nobody faster on the court than LaToya, and she could run full speed, catch and lay it up. We saw that from both of the bigs, both Shaylee and Sabrina on the dead run, catch and right up with it for the layup. That's not easy to do.
No, and you know, I kind of talked about it with Kaylin too. It's difficult going from dead sprint to being able to lay it soft enough off the backboard, because you have a tendency to kind of slam it against the backboard, and that was not the case for either of the girls there in that first half, as they both Shaylee and Sabrina running the floor were able to get it and put it up softly.
All right, just about ready to get the second half underway here on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.com, and TuneIn Radio. Glad to have you along with us tonight for the season opener for the Galesburg Silver Streaks, as they bring out the same 5 that started the game: Casey Williams, Sabrina Clay, Raina Gully, Shaylee Florine, and Lexi Daniels. For East Peoria, they'll go, looks like the same way they started as well. Rachel Hilton back in there with 3 fouls. Nope, actually they've got, Remy Ferguson, let's see, Ashley Emmert, Eden Tomau, and Kayla Burke. So they'll go the same way they started the ball game as well. Streaks will have the ball to start the game. Casey Williams to inbound from the near sideline at midcourt. In it comes Raina Gully, right of the center circle. She'll dribble between the circles, gives to Sabrina out high on the right side. Looks, I guess they're playing a man-to-man. They're just sagging a lot on it. Nope, they are in a zone. And Sabrina drives down the right side, backs her way in, and she's going to be fouled. A push is going to go against. Well, let's see. That'll be Remy Ferguson, and that's going to be her 4th foul of the ball game.
Well, early on here, what it looks like they're going to do is if anybody comes inside, they're going to trap and double team. So the Streaks have got to be aware that if the ball goes inside, to be willing to help. And the post player that gets inside has to be looking to kick.
There's Sabrina, a little baby hook down on the right block, up and in over the top of Ferguson. Sabrina's got 10 and make it 48-16 Streaks. Top of the key, this is Hilton with it. Dribbles right against Raina. Down on the right block to Ashley Emmer. Puts it up, no good. Rebound on the weak side to Lexi Daniels. Lexi picks it up, looks for some help. Gets to Raina in the backcourt. She'll bring it across and gets to Casey Williams, left wing. Nice down pass down on the left block to Shaylee Florine. She gets fouled. They're going to say it was on the floor.
Yeah, which...
It was a catch and shoot.
Right. There wasn't a lot of time that she was on the floor. But that definitely wouldn't have flown in the NBA. That was continuation and a half.
Who was it? Let's see.
That was going to go against Ashley Emmert.
Okay, so that's just her first foul of the ball game. Casey Williams inbound from the left baseline. In it comes to Sabrina, left wing, top of the key, Raina Gully. Back to the left wing. It's Lexi. She'll fire just inside the 3-point arc. It's short, rebound Sabrina Clay. Puts it up, no good, but she's fouled, and she's going to go to the free throw line. Foul is going to go against, I believe, Ashley Emmert again, just picked up her 2nd foul. So Sabrina Clay goes to the free throw line for 2 shots. Her first free throw attempt of the season was 7:05 to play 3rd quarter. First one is up and good.
Well, I will tell you what, I can't remember a game in which I've seen Lexi this aggressive on the offensive end. It's something that could be real beneficial for the Streaks going forward.
Sabrina hits 2. She's got 12 points, make it 50-16 Streaks. Hilton in the backcourt gets a pick. Now Casey Williams picks up Hilton and threw it away. Lexi Daniels comes up with it. Lexi on the dribble right side gets it across midcourt. Picks it up on the right wing. Gives to Raina out high right side. Top of the key, Shaylee. Looks over the defense. Gives back to Raina. She'll set up the offense. Left wing, it's Sabrina. Missed Raina on the give and go that time. Now gives to Lexi Daniels out high right side. Lexi with it. And she's going to fire the 3.
I don't know. I think we have a timeout. Yeah, for Raina's shoe. Raina was having shoe issues. I think somebody stepped on the back of her shoe and gave her a quote unquote flat tire or something, because she was she came down, when she came down to the baseline, she kept lifting her foot and looking at her shoe. So something happened there, and the official just stopped playing when he noticed it.
So the Streaks have it back now. This is Raina, top of the key, on the dribble, out between the circles, 6:31 to play, third quarter. Galesburg leading 50-16. Gets a pick from Sabrina, and they tried the pick and roll. The defender, I don't think, purposely got into the way, but now Sabrina gets it down on the right block, puts it up and in, and gets fouled. And the foul's going to go against Allie Emmert, and that's going to be her first foul. So Sabrina, with all the points thus far in this third quarter, she's got all six Streaks points. And she has a chance at the traditional three-point play, and she converts 3-for-3 from the line. She's got 15 points, make it 53-16 Streaks.
Raina might have gotten away with a travel there on that last possession right before the pass inside.
Hilton scoops one up from about 10 feet, can't hit. Now this is Raina with it, left wing. She's going to stop and fire the three off the back iron. No, rebound tipped out by Sabrina. That's going to go to East Peoria. It's going to go off Sabrina Clay last. And the Raiders will bring it the length of the court. They've yet to score here just about 2 minutes into the third quarter. Inbound knocked away by Raina.
They haven't had a field goal, Tom, since early in the second quarter. So they're only 2 points there at the end of the first half were free throws.
Now Raina's going to meet Hilton at midcourt and forcing her to go left. Ooh, just about got her on that crossover again. She knows it's coming. She just about got it again that time. Top of the key, this is Telmau working against Casey Williams. Right wing, it's Burks. She'll fire the three-pointer. It's off the back iron. No, rebound comes out long. Goes to the floor, picked up by Casey Williams. Casey on the run. Three-on-two break. Casey scoops it up right side. Can't hit, but a blocking foul is going to go against. Is that Hilton?
Yes, it is.
That'll be her fourth.
Yep.
Rachel Hilton picks up her fourth foul. Nice job by Casey. Just went ahead and took it in strong and drew the contact.
Well, probably the only plus for East Peoria here is that most likely we're going to have a running clock there in the fourth quarter, so they won't have to rely as long on other point guards.
Free throw up and good by Casey as Sammy Thompson comes in to replace Shaley. 5:35 to play third quarter. Galesburg with a 54-16 lead. We'll name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game coming up. This is one of those it's kind of hard. We're probably going to have to look back to something that happened earlier in the game, unless something spectacular happens late, as Sabrina Clay picked up a push foul running after a loose ball there, as that'll be her third.
Third.
Yeah, they'll say her third. Okay. I missed one there. So the ball will come back the other way with 5:33 to play in the third. Galesburg leading 54-16. Kaylin Boydston back in. Also in for the Streaks is Kayla Townsville, 5'5 sophomore for Galesburg.
Her first right appearance.
Yeah, stolen away by Kaylin Boydston. Now she gets tackled in the front court, but Sabrina Clay picks it up. Now Raina drives in right side, leans it up off the glass and got it. Nice power move again by Raina. She's got seven, make it 56-16 Streaks. 5:07 to play here in quarter number three. Streaks, I guess they're still in a man-to-man, just sagging a little bit. This is Burks between the circles. Now Kaylin picks her up. Left baseline, it goes to Allie Emmert. Air ball, rebound comes down to Ashley Emmert. She runs it down on the right baseline after a loose ball. And a near steal by Raina Gully knocked it out of bounds, and East Peoria will have it on the far sideline in front of their own bench. 4:49 to play third. Streaks lead 56-16. Been a while since we've seen one like this.
Yeah, you know, you'd probably have to go all the way back to the Mattoon tournament. And I can't even think of what the name of the team is. Cumberland, I think.
Yeah, oh, that's right, yeah. That's been, what, a couple of years ago, maybe?
Yeah, I think we got them last year, too. They were... Okay.
Now a reach foul against Sabrina Clay down on the left baseline as Tomau was driving. That's going to be four on Sabrina. With 4:29 to play in the third.
I suppose if she's going to do it in any game, this is the game you do it in. As Manson Ross is going to come replace her, and that might be the last appearance for Sabrina in the game, unless Coach Massey is going to use the starters here at the end of the third quarter. I can't imagine just from years past that we're going to see him in the fourth.
Tomau, right baseline, 15-footer, no good. Raina down with a rebound and fouled by, oh no, they call a jump ball. As Tomau ties her up and the possession arrow points toward East Peoria.
Well, it sure looked like a foul. As Tomau came running, sprinting in and kind of hit the back of Raina, but nonetheless, East Peoria gets the ball back.
Ashley Emmert knocked away by Madison Ross. Madison comes up with it. Gives to Kaylin Boydston. Across court it goes to Reyna, running down the left side. Lay it up with the right hand. Got it. Nice pass from Kaylin Boydston. Nice layup by Reyna Gully. She's got eight. Make it 58-16 streaks. 4:07 to play third quarter. And East Peoria has yet to score in the third quarter. Ball knocked away by Sammy Thompson. Kaylin Boydston comes up with it. Back to Sammy. Sammy across midcourt in the center circle. Stops at the top of the key. Gets to Reyna Gully down on the right block. Leans in against a much taller Tomau. Put it up no good, but Tomau got her with a body. Nice job by Reyna. I mean, she knew that she was probably going to get that shot blocked, but she used her body well and drew the contact.
Yeah, basically, Tom, what you're saying is she went in, and as opposed to facing up to Tornau, she kind of kept her body sideways and went up on the right side of her body, shielding Tornau with the left side. So Tornau had to go either straight up, which is what she should have done, or what she did, which was go through Reyna to try to get to that block.
First miss from the free throw line tonight for Reyna. Only second miss of the game for the Streaks, but she comes back and hits the second one. First appearance of the season, first varsity time for the freshman Hannah Huppenbauer, 6'1 freshman. She's in replacing Reyna Gully.
Actually, the third miss of the game for the Streaks. Casey had one, and now Reyna. But I'll tell you what, if we can get this free throw shooting all year, the Streaks are going to be very successful.
59-16 is the Galesburg lead, 3:42 to play here in the third quarter. This is Ashley, and it looked like she traveled before she put the shot up. She didn't make it anyway. Rebound, Madison Ross. Now it's Kaylin Boydston. Kaylin across midcourt in the center circle.
Well, she had to get a running start to get that shot up over Hannah Huppenbauer.
This is Kaylin Boydston out high left side. To Sammy Thompson, right wing. Thought about the three, picks up and gets to Madison Ross, right baseline. Madison dribbles to the wing, now gives to Kaylin Boydston out high on the right side. To Madison, top of the key, left wing. Kayla Townsville, she'll penetrate, right side, laid up off the glass and got it. Nice move by Kayla Townsville. Her first varsity points, make it 61-16, our second palindrome of the night. This one's even better than the last one. Under three to play, third quarter out. Reach foul is going to go against, I believe, Kaylin Boydston. It does go against Kaylin as Burks was driving in the ball, the foul on the floor. So the foul, the second on Kaylin with 2:56 to play in the third.
They did not. I don't have this Townsville on my score sheet. They didn't have a number four.
Oh.
They only had number 10.
Oh. I didn't realize she was wearing number four. Okay. Well, I'm confused now. Let me look at my other sheet here. They scored. I missed that one. We're both looking at that, and they've scored their first points of the third quarter. I'm not sure who got it.
Ashley Emmert.
Okay, her first basket. Now the ball stolen away by Tomau, and another travel not call. Now Burks puts it up, and she's going to be fouled on the three. Madison Ross got a piece of her. Ooh, I actually thought she was on the line as she was going
up
for the shot.
She was, and he just changed it. He showed three first, and then he switches to two.
Okay, let me look at this. Kayla Townsville, they've got her number 10 on this one as well.
What's her sister's?
Kylie wears number 4 at the sophomore level, so now I'm not sure. I believe it's Kayla and not Kylie, but they're twins, so I'm not sure.
That shot up and good for Burks. So that's her first free throw of the game, first point of the game.
Yeah.
61-19 streaks with a hefty 42-point lead with 2:22 to go in the third quarter.
Casey Williams back in, Shaylee Florine. Second shot up and no good. Rebound comes down to Ashley Emmert. Left wing, Flowers puts up the three, can't hit. Rebound comes down on the weak side to Allie Emmert. Another shot fired up, no good. Ashley Emmert with a rebound. And now her pass is errant, and now it goes to the floor. Good hustle by this East Peoria team. And Emmert gets it back. This is Allie, and she's fouled by Hannah Huppenbauer going down the right side. Rather, that's Ashley Emmert. They're hustling. They really just out-hustled the Streaks on that entire sequence going after the rebounds.
Well, and interestingly enough, with Shaylee and Casey still out there, I thought with Huppenbauer and Townsville coming in the game, we might be seeing the starters be out of the game, but Coach Mass is going to give them a little bit more time. As Ashley Emmer misses her second free throw of the game, airballing that one, if you can't tell from the crowd.
Missed that one badly. Rebound to Hannah Huppenbauer. Gives way to Boydston. Right wing, this is Casey Williams, drives in, gets hammered, gets a smart move by Casey.
She's not going to get credit for it, though.
She got hammered leaning in and threw up a shot. And, you know, again, NBA, you get to the free throw line with that one. But Nothing doing this time. Nice job by Casey.
I think even in boys high school basketball,
wait.
You would have
got it. One on one. Yeah. Okay. So she is going to get to the free throw line, but
just not for the two shots unless she makes the first one.
So a chance at the bonus, one of bonus for Casey Williams. Foul went against Ashley Emmert. That was her third. 1:55 to play third quarter. Streaks lead 61-19. It was less than 3 minutes to play, about around the 2:40 mark, that East Peoria got their first points of the third quarter. Free throw no good. Rebound got tipped around and finally came down in the hands of Kayla Benway. Now top of the key, Tomau. This is Burks, left wing, goes top of the key, fires inside the three-point arc, can't hit. Rebound tipped around, and Kaylin Boydston brings it down for the Streaks. Gives way to Casey Williams. Casey on the run, right side. Hesitates on the right wing, picks up, gives out high right side to Kaylin Boydston. She'll bring it out and set for the Streaks. Shaylee Florine between the circles, out high right side to Hannah Huppenbauer. Right wing, Kaylin Boydston. Now give and go to Shaylee Florine. Up off the glass, no. Looked like she got pushed as she was going up that time, and Burks with a rebound. She'll run it all the way down the right side and carried it on her hip and got called for the double dribble. That you might get away with in the NBA also, but not right in front of the official here. She actually caught it on her hip and then dribbled it again.
Madison coming back in. She's going to get Shaylee. So Shaylee going back to the bench, and only starter still in the game, Casey Williams.
1:13 to play third quarter. Streaks with a 61-19 lead. Kaylin Boydston with it. Out high right side, Hannah Huppenbauer. Now Madison Ross, Kaylin Boydston left wing. Now to Hannah Huppenbauer. Down on the left block. Puts it up too hard. And the rebound comes down to Allie Emmert, and now a travel. It looked like she got pushed by her own teammate. Allie Emmert ran into Allie Flowers and pushed her, and she traveled.
Well, Hannah Huppenbauer's got to work on her angle a little bit right there. She tried to shoot it right into the rim. She was right down on the block. She wants to use backboard there, and even the left hand if she's developed that.
This is Hannah Huppenbauer, top of the key, right wing. Kaylin Boydston drives right baseline, 10-footer up and no good. Rebound comes down to Allie Emmert for East Peoria. Now it's Burks on the dribble out between the circles. Gives to Tomau, top of the key, fires a long three-pointer. That one's no good. Rebound comes down to, who was it that was falling to the floor putting that up? It was Allie Emmert. It was the rebound kind of fell in her hands, and she put it up. And now we got a foul on the next rebound. Who's that going to go against?
It's going to go against the Streaks. Tornau did a good job getting herself in there. She got the ball.
Madison Ross.
The Streaks ended up having to hack her because they didn't see her sliding in right there. Is that for a Madison?
Yeah. Casey Williams with a steal now. Casey, one-on-one, down the right side, lays it up. No good, but she's fouled. A blocking foul is going to go against Allie Emmert. And that'll be her second foul, I believe.
Casey on the game, 1 of 3 from the stripe. Streaks had started off, as Tom mentioned, at halftime, 9 of 10. Cooled off significantly here in the third quarter.
Casey hits the first, she'll get the bonus. Well, I guess they're in the, yeah. Yep, not the double bonus yet. 62-19. This has been a long last 3 minutes or so of this quarter. Goodness. Casey converts both of those.
Well, like I said, we should be getting the running clock in the fourth quarter, so that should change the scenario just a little bit. That fourth quarter should fly by.
I really do like football the entire second half with a 40-point lead. 63-19, Streaks lead, 12 seconds to play. This is Tomau, drives right side, kicks out to Burks. She'll penetrate in the paint, 5-footer up off the glass and good. Kayla Burks' first basket, 3 seconds to play. Lexi Daniels, right wing, fires, shot blocked by Burks. Burks comes down with a rebound. We have played three quarters of basketball. It is Galesburg 63, East Peoria 21. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Catch the action of Silver Streak Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
WGIL proudly supports the Galesburg community.
Hi, it's Terry Cavanaugh from WGIL with this reminder from our calendar. Training to be a University of Illinois Extension Master Gardener volunteer begins in January, but the deadline to apply is December 12th. Check our events calendar at WGIL.com for the phone and email contact info. Classes run January to April and cost is $175.
Find out more anytime at WGIL.com. Delivered to your email inbox each morning with local headlines and more. The Morning Brief from WGIL News. It's free, and you can subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Fourth quarter just underway. John Thiel, Jim. Streaks lead 63-21. Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson, glad to have you with us tonight in this season opener. Sammy Thompson gets a pick from Madison Ross. Now kicks to Hannah Huppenbauer, top of the key, right wing. Kayla Townsville, she'll penetrate. Stop, kicks out to Madison Ross. Left wing, Kaylin Boydston. Kaylin drives right, gets a pick, and a push is going to be called on. That'll go against Kayla Burks. That'll be her third foul. So Kaylin Boydston will get her chance at the free throw line. Kaylin actually 2 for 2, had 2 points on a couple of free throws in the first quarter. First one is up and good. She will get the bonus. So the Streaks with a 64-21 lead. And it is a continuous clock, as Eric mentioned. Second one no good. Hannah Huppenbauer with a rebound. Kicks out to Kaylin. Three for the right wing is long. Rebound comes down to Ashley Emmert for East Peoria. Emmert, top of the key, dribbles right. Cut off by Madison Ross. Out between the circles, it is Allie Emmert. Now down the left block, it goes to Ferguson. I think she traveled on that, but no call. She was really considering her move there. And missed the shot anyway, Ferguson did. Now it is Kaylin Boydston. Stops, fires a 17-footer on the right wing. No good. Rebound off the hand of Hannah Huppenbauer. And coming up with it is Allie Emmert for East Peoria. Top of the key, it's Tomau. She'll fire the three-pointer from straight on and got it.
Well, I guess if you shoot enough, you're going to finally hit one. She's one of six now as she drains that one.
So Eden Tomau with a three. She's got 9 points, make it 64-24. Out high, Madison Ross, left side, now gets to Kaylin Boydston. Right underneath, it goes to Hannah Huppenbauer. Can't hit the short one. A little bit hard on that. And a rebound comes down to Ashley Emmert for East Peoria. Under 6 minutes to play in the ball game. Streaks with a 64-24 lead. This is Burks, left wing, top of the key, Tomau. High post at the free throw line, Ashley Emmert, or rather Allie Emmert, back to Tomau, fires another three, in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Allie Emmert, and she gets fouled on the putback, and foul is going to go against Kayla Townsville.
You were right on the first one, it's Ashley. Ashley has
okay.
Five. Ashley's five, Allie's 24.
It's too easy to get them mixed up. So that is Ashley Emmert on the free throw. She's what, 0-for-4 now?
Yeah,
0-for-5 now.
I have her at 0-for-4, and she's missed the front end of a 1-and-1.
Oh, okay. First one's a 1-and-1. All right. Second shot is no good. Rebound Kayla Townsville for the Streaks. 5 minutes to play in the ball game. Galesburg with a 64-24 lead. And Kaylin Boydston tried to get Kayla Townsville, threw it behind her. Kayla did everything she could to get a hold of that one, couldn't reel it in. And the Streaks turn it over with 4:50 to play. As you mentioned, not a bad crowd tonight for the opener, and actually a really good student section on a school night here at John Thiel Gym.
Yeah, usually this is the kind of student section we see for the conference games, not necessarily for the turkey tournament games.
Hannah Huppenbauer with a block shot, but Burks comes up with it for East Peoria. Now Hilton back into the ball game with four fouls. She hadn't seen action since early in the third quarter as she had picked up that fourth foul. Hilton fires a shot from the left baseline from about 15, no good. Rebound Sammy Thompson. Sammy on the run, cut off by Hilton, picks up, gives to Kaylin Boydston out high right side. Out high left side to Madison Ross, out high right side to Hannah Huppenbauer. Now Kaylin Boydston, give and go to Madison Ross. She lays it up right side, good.
Madison has 6 points now.
Yeah, Street's still doing a nice job running the offensive sets and getting some good looks, make it 66-24. Now Hilton drives in, passes left baseline to Ferguson, 10-footer up and good for Remy Ferguson. Her second basket of the game, she scored one early on, make it 66-26. Hannah Huppenbauer down on the right block, puts it up, no. Little baby hook, but she gets fouled by Tomau after the feed from Sammy Thompson. So Hannah Huppenbauer will go to the free throw line with her first chance on the season.
Well, I'll tell you what, Tom, the freshman's looked a little lost out there in her time. She's looking like she's trying to get acclimated. Hopefully, as the season progresses, she'll have the same kind of learning curve we saw from Raina Goley last year, And that's Hannah Huppenbauer's first varsity point as she knocks down that free throw that swirled around and dropped in.
Had that nice backspin. That one's too hard off the back iron. Rebound comes down to Ferguson for East Peoria. 3:08 to play in the ball game. Streaks lead 67-26. Hilton to Ashley Emmer. 10-footer on the left wing is no good. Rebound to Madison Ross for the Streaks. Hands off to Kaylin Boydston in the backcourt. Under 3 minutes to play. Out high right side, Hannah Huppenbauer. Left wing, it goes to Kaylin Boydston. Now it's Kayla Towns out high right side. Dribbles right, picks up and gives to Madison Ross. Top of the key, out between the circles to Kaylin Boydston. 2:43 to play. Gets a pick from Hannah Huppenbauer. Drives right side, up off the glass and in. Nice move by Kaylin Boydston. She lays it up and in. She's got five, make it 69-26. Burks gives to Ferguson, high post right side, drives in, cut off, kicks out to Tomau. Another three from straight on is no good. Rebound Madison Ross, and gets snatched away by Burks. I tell you what, gets the East Peoria team, give them credit for hustle. I mean, they're not real talented, but they do hustle.
Well, and they haven't quit, which is always a good thing. You're down by 40 points. You see a lot of teams looking to quit at that point, but not this team.
Ashley Emmert with the easy two, make it 69-28. Nice look underneath from Sammy Thompson to Hannah Huppenbauer. Gets knocked away by Ferguson. Streaks will get it back on the right baseline. Kayla Towns with an inbound. Checking in for East Peoria for the first time tonight will be
Kylie Stewart,
Kylie Stewart, junior. K-H-Y-L-I-E, Kylie Stewart.
A lot of Kylies and Kaylas in this game, and Allies.
And then we get the two, Ashley and Allie with the last name Emmert, and they have an Elisa as well. 1.5 minutes to play. Left wing, Kayla Townsend gets a pick from Madison Ross. Stops high post, gives to Hannah Huppenbauer, top of the key. Right wing, Kaylin Boydston pulls up with the 15-footer after the nice pick from Hannah Huppenbauer, puts it up and in.
Streaks over 70 for the first time in a while. 71-28. That call going on the floor. We're going to get a bump foul. This is going to go against Kaylin Boydston. That is her third. Not that it really matters at this point, as we're just about to go under a minute on the running clock, and there it is.
So Rachel Hilton at the free throw line with chance of the one and bonus. Hits the first with 49 seconds to play. 71-29 Streaks. Hilton's second shot is good. She's got 7 points. As the clock runs and the Streaks will start the season in fine fashion, 1-0. Kaylin Boydston, left wing on the dribble. Gets it to Madison Ross, left block, spins in, kicks back out, pass stolen away. And now it's knocked away by Kaylin Boydston. She's able to run it down to the corner, gets knocked out of bounds, and comes up limping a little bit. And substitution.
That should be East Peoria ball, and it will be. And it might, we're going to be real close to the time just running out.
They may get a shot off. We'll see. Hilton's running it down.
She's getting a shot.
Yeah. Oh, nice job by Sammy Thompson. Cut her off to the right baseline. Shot is up and good at the buzzer by Kylie Stewart. Final score, the Streaks win it. The opener, it's Galesburg 71, East Peoria 32. And that is win number 800 in the career of Streaks head coach Evan Massey. And what an incredible accomplishment. I know he downplays it a little bit. He talks about, you know, his assistants and the players and everything, which you do have to give credit to them. But what an amazing feat. And especially when you look at the coaches on that list that he's there with. I mean, what an incredible group. And that's something Galesburg should actually be proud of having a coach with 800 wins. Absolutely incredible. Final score once again, Galesburg 71, East Peoria 32. We're going to take a timeout, and we'll get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey in the post-game show. Also, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game coming up for you. And that all on the way. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Pratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Dave's Auto Body on Grant Avenue in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. All together, better. And by
Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street in front of the Sandberg Mall. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Galesburg Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Catch the action of Silver Streak girls basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
It just seems a little long.
Well, I want people to know all we do. So you're changing the name to Neil Thomas Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Kitchen, Bath Remodeling, Sewer Repair, Sewer Cleaning, Water Treatment, and...
Okay, I get your point.
We don't even have trucks long enough for a name like that.
Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating does even more than their name suggests, like complete kitchen and bath remodels, meaning they're your one point of contact. You don't have to call a drywall guy, toilet rep, tile layer, and electrician. Just call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg.
Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
Your home is your castle. It's the place you live and keep many of your valuables and belongings. So protecting your home with the right insurance policy is an important decision. Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency, knows there's no single coverage that is right for everyone. You should know what your policy does and does not cover. So to review your policy or get a home insurance quote from Rockford Mutual, call me, Mark Craddy, today at Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
WGIL supports our community, one event at a time.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor. For their 35th year, the Warren County Home and Community Education Craft Show and Home-Based Business Show has two locations, at the Farm Bureau and at the Monmouth American Legion. It's this Saturday, and for more info, click the calendar at WGIL.com.
WGIL, local owners, local radio hosts, local news, local community involvement. Find out more anytime at WGIL.com.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy with a chance of flurries this evening, a low of 17, but temperatures rising into the 20s after midnight tonight. Tomorrow, partly sunny with scattered flurries in the morning, a high of 28, temperatures staying steady or slowly falling throughout the afternoon. Blustery weather as well. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows dropping down around 13. Thursday, sunshine coming out, a high of 28, and Thursday night, partly cloudy skies, overnight low of 12. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 19 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14.
Back at John Thiel Gym, Tom Aerodith and Eric Gibson. The Streaks win the opener. 71-32 is the final score. Galesburg 1-0, and Coach Evan Massey picks up win number 800 in his career. Our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Well, we kind of had to go back to an earlier time of the game because this is one of those where you don't really necessarily have a quote-unquote crunch time. Didn't need a big play, but this young lady just kind of really set the tone, especially, I was going to say especially defensively, but it was a combination both defensively and running the offense for the Streaks.
Yeah, Raina Goley, just a great all-around game for her. 10 points. 6 assists. She had constant pressure on those guards all game long for the Raiders. So just a very nice game for her. She, like you said, was active all over the floor. We saw that the offense looks like it's going to be designed a little bit more for her to penetrate, as we saw a couple times that the offense flattened out to let her go one and one. And she's got such a quick, fast step and has such a great handle of the basketball. She did a nice job blowing by some people to get the ball to the rim.
So Raina Gully, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Day, Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's, which I had to do because I got rear-ended the other night when it snowed, so I called. All right, so coming up, we'll see if Coach, I'm not sure if Coach Massey's coming to see us first or going to talk to other media, as he just picked up his 800th victory tonight. Boy, what an incredible accomplishment. And again, he really does downplay it. But, man, when you look at the list, I mean, it's just an absolutely incredible list that he is up there with. And you would expect he's for sure going to pass the late Arthur Trout and also maybe Dick Van Sciok this year. And Streaks head coach Evan Massey joining us. Our post-game coaches interview brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better. First off, coach, congratulations on the victory tonight. Boy, what a nice start. There just so many things that that your team did well, especially to start this game.
Yeah, first game you're always worried about. Do you force stuff? Do you not make good choices? And I was very happy with how we handled the ball, how we moved the ball around. It was a positive that way.
And especially defensively, especially your guards, Raina and Kalen, really set the tone. They had trouble with the pressure early on. Both of them, I think, recognized that that Hilton, their point guard, was pretty much strictly right-handed, and they would she would kind of go to her left and then do that crossover move to go back to the right. And they recognized that and knocked it away numerous times.
Yeah, I mean, they give us a good combination at point guard, and then it's nice when we can play both of them together. But I thought they did a nice job getting us into the offense and doing the things we wanted to. It was a positive that way. And our post players, except for the fouling, I thought they did a nice job inside.
Yeah, and I thought your offense ran really well. You had several different sets and different ways that you were scoring, whether it was a give and go, a pick and roll, and even on the fast break, you had your bigs running the floor. You had both Shaylee and Sabrina at one point. Full speed, a nice dish to him, catch, and straight up with the shot for the layup.
Yeah, I thought both of them were a little bit of a hurry inside once they got the ball. That there were some shots that I think they'll normally make that they didn't put in, but it was a positive that way.
Well, Coach, win number 800 of your career. I know you downplayed a little bit, and you've had obviously some great assistant coaches and some great players over the years. But when we look at the list of coaches that you're in the same category of it with, it's just absolutely incredible. I know the city of Galesburg is have to feel fortunate to have somebody like you that's been here as long as you have and done the job that you've done, and want to congratulate you on that.
Well, thank you. You know, I think it's one of those things. It's I'm proud of how long I've been able to coach, and that have been fortunate. You know, that a lot of times in our society that you make a few mistakes and people don't let you continue. It's an easy job to lose, but so I've been fortunate that way. But it's, you know, you look. We tend to take a team sport in a lot of situations and turn it into individual things that we're worried about, you know, a lot of individual things. And as a coach, you emphasize to the players that team comes before individual. So it's a little bit of an awkward thing because it's making an individual thing out of a team thing. And for us, you know, there's been a lot of great assistant coaches that have made the thing work. We've had very good players that have worked hard. They've been willing to be coached, and they care about each other. They sacrifice, accept roles, and that's what makes it good. And we've had parents that support the kids, and then the big deal is the community. As you look, virtually every record for attendance at the state tournament involves Galesburg playing somewhere. So it's it's a great atmosphere for girls basketball.
Well, Coach, again, congratulations. An impressive effort by your team tonight. And this was also, I mean, East Peoria was not the most talented team, but they were scrappers. They never quit. A lot of teams, when they get down 30 or 40, might quit on you, but they didn't quit, and so your girls had to still keep hustling throughout.
Yeah, it was, a good first game. I'm sure we're going to play people that are tougher than them, and we'll play better, hopefully, than we did tonight, but it's all part of the process.
Coach, congratulations again on the victory. We'll talk to you Thursday night.
Okay, thank you.
That is Streaks head coach Evan Massey, picked up win number 800 tonight, first game of the season here as the Streaks defeat the East Peoria Raiders by a final of 71-32. Our post-game coaches interview brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better. We will come back and take a look at our final stats. That is on the way. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
diabetics develop wounds so easily, and then they're very difficult to treat.
Dr. Teresa Hughes, podiatrist and director of the OSF St. Mary Wound Clinic.
You can rub in your shoes and not realize it, step on things and not realize it. Just a little blister in a diabetic can be slow to heal and break down. They can get the care that they need at the wound clinic.
Stay healthy and active with Dr. Teresa Hughes in the OSF St. Mary Wound Clinic. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
WGIL proudly supports the Galesburg community.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor for WGIL. On the day before Thanksgiving, Roseville's Junior Girl Scout Troop will be at Family Video in Monmouth to collect new or gently used blankets, hats, gloves, and coats, anything warm, to donate to local agencies like Mother to Mother. You can check our calendar for more info at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL.
Hey Galesburg, it's Glenn Beck, inviting you to join me weekday mornings at 9, following the WGIL Morning News on Galesburg Radio 14.
Streaks win at 71-32 here tonight. John Thiel Gymnasium, opening game of the 2014-15 season. Evan Massey picks up win number 800 as a head coach for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Again, our day's Autobody Crunch Time player of the game goes to Raina Gully. Just a really outstanding all-around effort by her. Set the tone, not only, as we mentioned, on the defensive side, but running the show offensively as well. Time right now to take a look at our post-game final stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods, downtown Kewaunee. Scoring-wise, the Streaks, a very balanced attack, as you would expect with a wide margin of victory like this. 15 points for Sabrina Clay, 6 baskets, 3 for 3 from the free throw line. 11 points for Shaylee Florine, 5 baskets, 1 for 1 from the foul line. 10 points for Raina Gelly, as we mentioned, 3 baskets, 4 for 5 from the free throw line. 8 points apiece for Lexi Daniels and Casey Williams. Casey, 2 and 3 for 5 from the line. Lexi with a couple of threes and a two-pointer. 7 points for Kaylin Boydston on a couple of baskets, 3 for 4 from the free throw line. 6 points for Madison Ross off the bench as well on a 3 baskets. 3 points for Sammy Thompson on 3 for 4 from the line. 2 points for Kayla, I guess that's Kylie Townsell on a basket. 2 different rosters, and they have it listed as Kayla rather than Kylie, but apparently that's Kylie Townsell. 1 point for Hannah Huppenbauer on 1 for 2 from the free throw line of the Streaks. I had them 18 for 24 from the line, is that right?
18 of 24 is correct.
Okay. All right. Scoring-wise for East Peoria. By the way, the Streaks outscored East Peoria all but that fourth quarter. They were up 27-11 at the end of the first quarter. Outscored them 19-5 in the second quarter to lead 46-16 at the halftime. In fact, they had a basket, fairly early in the second quarter. That was their only basket till about 3 minutes left in the third quarter. Actually, there was less than 3 minutes left in the third quarter. Streaks outscored East Peoria 17-5 in the third. Got outscored 11-8 in that fourth quarter. Didn't really matter at that point. Nobody in double figures for East Peoria. 9 points from Eden Tomau, including a three-pointer, a couple of twos, and 2 for 2 from the free throw line. 7 points for Rachel Hilton. She got in foul trouble early, had a 3, a 2, and a couple of free throws. 4 points apiece for Ashley Emmert and Remy Ferguson. 3 points for Kayla Burks, 3 for Allie Emmert. 2 points for Kylie Stewart. She hit a basket right at the buzzer for the basket for East Peoria. I had them 6 for 14 from the free throw line and a couple of three-pointers.
Well, the numbers don't look near as dominant, Tom, as they did in the first half because obviously the Streaks kind of slowed down their attack and as we've kind of talked about, the aggressiveness didn't really slow down at all for East Peoria, so they were able to get some of these numbers a little bit more even, but the Streaks still forced 20 turnovers, only turned the ball over 7 times themselves. The Streaks did win the rebounding battle, but just slightly, 39-37. They're out-rebounded in the offensive side, 17-12, as the Streaks only had 2 offensive rebounds there in the second half, compared to 10 for East Peoria. East Peoria, 10 of 36 from inside the arc, 2 of 13 from distance, good for 24% on the game. Streaks 22 of 44 from inside, 3 of 10 from distance, 46% shooting on the game. And some individual stats to go with the scoring that Tom gave you. 5 assists, as I said earlier, for Raina Gulley to go with her 10 points, 4 rebounds. Kaylin Boydston really filled up the stat sheet with her 7 points. She also had a pair of rebounds, 3 steals, and 4 assists. Shaylee Florine, 6 rebounds to lead the team, tied with Sabrina Clay, who also had 6 rebounds. Sabrina also had an assist, and Florine also a steal. 3 assists for Casey Williams, 2 assists for Sammy Thompson, 2 assists for Lexi Daniels.
All right. Again, our postgame stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods, downtown Kewaunee. Streaks win it here, 71-32 was the final score. And, again, as even Coach Massey mentioned, the Streaks will see better teams, better opponents. In fact, even, coming up later this week, we've got Metamora on Thursday. I don't know how much better they will be, but Illini West Friday and Springfield is going to be a really good team. You get a real test from in both of those games, both Friday and Saturday. But, as long as, and I think you mentioned this off the air, that as long as they come out and play the way they did with the intensity they did at the start they made some mistakes more so when the game kind of got at a faster pace in the second half, but just really played good, solid basketball, especially in that first half and at least till midway through the third quarter when they were building that lead.
Yeah, the big thing is I think that the thing that I was most impressed with compared to what I've seen in years past, Tom, from the squad was that they were able to play fast but under control. And that's something that if you are a good basketball team and you can play fast but under control, that's a huge advantage because a lot of teams can play fast or they can play under control.
Right.
Not many teams can play both. And I think that's what really bothered East Peoria in this game is that the Streaks guards were able to play so fast and so tight on the exterior defensively, but then also offensively the Streaks were able to run their offense and they weren't in a hurry to get shots up. So it's just one of those things where if you can put those things together on a night-in-night basis, and this team's not going to run the table. They're not going to state winning the championship without losing a game this year. Don't think that, but this is one of the most complete efforts that I've seen in a few seasons from a Streak basketball team.
And hustle. Everybody out there hustled. It was nice to see that. Everybody kind of knew their role throughout. I mean, that was a good thing to see as well. Everybody knew where they were supposed to be, and things just running smoothly, especially offensively. So the Streaks with the victory, 71-32. We'll be back with you again Thursday night. Will be the next game of the Thanksgiving tournament. The Streaks will take on the Metamora Redbirds. That will be a 6:30 tip-off, so we'll come to you. It'll be 5:06 for the pregame. 5:06 pregame on Thursday evening. And 6:06 pregame. Excuse me. We're not going to have an hour and 20-minute pregame. 6:06 pregame, 6:30 for the tip-off, Galesburg and Metamora Thursday night. Then Friday night, it will be a 7:30 start again, so 7:06 pregame as the Streaks play Illini West. And even earlier on Saturday night, it'll be a 6 o'clock start, so 5:40 for the pregame Saturday night when the Streaks take on the Springfield Senators. So first impression, Streaks look good. I mean, no doubt about it, even though they were playing against a less talented team. Again, just like you said, they, everybody kind of out there knew their role, and they look good doing what they do.
Well, and the big thing I thought that I saw in this one, Tom, was that we've seen year in, year out, this team has started slow. That did not happen in this game. They came out and they looked like a team that's been playing together for years, and they looked like a team that has an idea of what it takes to win, and they were able to do all those things. Because realistically, I mean, you can nitpick all you want in this one. I mean, Shaylee was 5 of 12 from the field, and her misses were all misses that are ones that in a tight game you have to make. You can also nitpick some of the turnovers we saw, especially later in the game, some lazy passes and some not paying attention. But realistically, the effort was there all night long, and we saw so many people contributing that we haven't, that it's going to, it bodes well when you can bring people off the bench and see contributions like that.
Yeah, and those little things like some of the missed shots and some of those things, those are things that are going to come as the season goes along.
Exactly, and I think the thing that you really look for with this team is you just want this team to realize exactly who they are and, more importantly, what kind of things that they can do to improve every game. You don't want them to think, okay, well, we were going to come into the next game, we easily, we quote-unquote blew out East Peoria, so we don't need to change anything. No, you got to, and Coach Massey's going to be in there with them explaining to them, hey, we've got to improve on this, we've got to improve on this, and that's the kind of things that makes the aids teams to become a winner.
Final score once again, the Streaks win their opener 71-32. We'll be back with you again coming up Thursday evening at 6:06 for the pregame 6:30 tip as the Streaks take on the Metamora Redbirds. Thanks to our studio engineer tonight, Nick Simpson. For Eric Gibson, I'm Tom Meredith saying goodnight from John Thiel Gym.
Hi, I'm Dave Scholl, director of the Galesburg Rescue Mission, and each year our Harvest Time Share-a-thon gives you the opportunity to partner with us to help people in need in the Galesburg area. This year's Share-a-thon is coming up this Saturday, beginning at 7 a.m. here on WGIL. We're thankful for your generosity in years past and hope you'll join us again this season as we help the needy in Galesburg. Listen for the Harvest Time Share-a-thon this Saturday here on WGIL.
Will you keep me warm this winter? Will you keep my heart out of the cold? Wrap me in your arms when I shiver. Will you keep me warm this winter?
We'll keep you warm this winter with a handcrafted white chocolate delight from McCafe. Sip the new white chocolate latte, dip into the whipped cream of a white chocolate mocha, or curl up with the new white hot chocolate. You'll be loving this winter with McCafe. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.